Now let's lead off with the McLean County State's Attorney giving the County Board's Finance Committee a legal opinion that effectively backs the board and the county treasurer in a dispute with the county auditor. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker has more.
The request for an opinion came after Auditor Michelle Anderson claimed independent authority to set financial record-keeping policy. Here's McLean County Board member Chuck Erickson.
The auditor had took it upon herself, as she often does, to send emails to us individually about what the AG's opinion was, and creating an issue, at least in my mind, as to who had the authority to do it.
County Administrator Camille Rodriguez says Anderson changed financial reporting rules in the systems of accrual and cash accounting and did not communicate with others about the changes. This created questions.
The policy need arose from the confusion that ensued when our department heads and others noticed that our accounting system had changed.
The dispute with County Treasurer Rebecca McNeil escalated into Anderson's public accusation that McNeil was lying. Records subsequently indicated that assertion was false and that Anderson had not forwarded a significant number of bills to the treasurer's office for payment. Assistant State's Attorney Trevor Sierra wrote the opinion. In it, he said the county board is authorized to determine the basis of accounting with respect to the county's system of accounts in accordance with Governmental Accounting Standards Board rules. The document indicates there are no court cases that directly address the issue, but other evidence confirms County Auditor Michelle Anderson does not have the authority she alleged earlier. Sierra wrote, a county auditor's statutory role as the county's general accountant entails no policymaking authority. And from the plain meaning of the statutory language, it is apparent the county board has exclusive authority to install a system of accounts. Finance Committee Chair Jim Solner says it's not likely the county will pass a new policy clarifying which set of financial reporting rules to use. He says the opinion is enough.
And so I'm hoping that maybe the fact we've got this opinion, we can put it in our back pocket if we need to. But at this point, things are going to run smoothly and there's no reason to, make demands isn't the right word.
For the present, the conflict appears to be subsiding. County Board Member Josh Barnett asked McNeil at the Finance Committee meeting if the auditor is being timelier in forwarding county bills to the treasurer for payment.
There was obviously a catch-up period during the month of October countywide.
And outside of that particular report, have you seen bills flowing more regularly from the auditor's office as they previously had?
Yes, our communication and flow of work has increased.
And Finance Chair Soldner says Anderson has dropped her unilateral change in procedure.
From what I understand, we're back to the modified accrual, what we had before this problem all began. So in other words, we work on the cash basis through the year, and then at the end of the year, it's all accrued to the different departments, and so that's what the modified accrual means.
Anderson did not attend the Finance Committee meeting. She had not responded to an email seeking comment at the time of this story. The dispute with McNeil is not the first time Anderson has had disagreements with other parts of county government. The late Recorder of Deeds, Lee Newcomb, the Sheriff's Department, through its administration of the grant funding for Task Force 6 regional law enforcement investigations, and then County Board Member Dave Selzer, have all figured in disputes over a period of years. A different county now administers the Task Force 6 grant. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
There are now four candidates for county auditor in the next election cycle. Anderson, Republican challenger Tricia Mallott, Democrat Rob Fizzini, and Libertarian Kevin Woodard.